I'm joined now by Mark Bower after the 1-0 defeat at Welling United. Mark, a tough introduction into the Vanarama National, and just goes to show if you don't take your chances, you get punished, doesn't you?
It doesn't matter, you know, what level of football you're playing at. If you don't take the chances that we've created today, you know, if we'd have scored two or three today, I'd have been disappointed with the others that we missed. But yeah, I mean, we cut them to shreds at times, and had absolute clear cut gilt edge chances that. Not taking any of them, being a lucky one that's hit the bar. Absolute stormwall penalty turned down. It's an unbelievable decision that we've not had the penalty before they've scored. And then they've gone and scored from a set piece, free kick that should never have been given, but we've got to defend it. We've got to defend it better. People are given responsibilities, and unfortunately they've not kept to those, and ultimately it's cost us a point from a game that we should have been coming away with three, really.
Talk about that penalty in the first half, the penalty incident anyway. You talk presumably about the moment with the handball in the area.
Yeah, the absolute blatant handball when, you know, he's got his hand above his head. I went to see the referee at half-time, said, you know, we've been told that it's when an arm's in an unnatural position. I've not seen a footballer run around with an arm above his head. He said, oh yeah, it was handball, but he felt it wasn't intentional. So something we've got to live with. You know, we're just little guys in this big league now, and you know, maybe we're going to have to overcome one or two things. So yeah, very, very disappointed with some of the decisions that were given against us and not given to us today. But even with that, with the chances we had, we should have won that game comfortably.
On balance, how do you feel the team performed, other than obviously taking the chances? How did you feel the overall shape of the team was today?
I thought we looked defensively very solid. I think they only really created one real chance from open play. And it's really difficult to play on the pitch as well. You know, it's very dry. Don't think it's seen a lawnmower for a long time. And you know, I think they've, you know, it's their home ground. Fair play to them. They've done the homework on us. Know that we like to get it down and play, and that's not helped us do that. But I thought we adapted to it well, and created the chances to win the game. You know, say 90% of the performance was very good, but just that vital part of sticking it in the net was missing today. You know, both of you, a bit of bad luck with Tom's that hits the bar and the penalty, but then, you know, chances that we had, we should have taken at least two or three and be going back up home with 3 points.
So you have a very short turnaround Tuesday night now, home against Altrincham. Altrincham lost today against Forest Green. They'll be looking to get off the mark as well on Tuesday night. It'll be another tough one for us.
Yeah, of course, you know, they're all going to be tough, I think. You know, Welling were the team that just stayed up. And obviously they've given us a tough game today, but you know, we've nothing to fear, I don't think. I think the lads, you know, after the game, obviously disappointed that we've lost, but can take heart from the fact that we're the best team, and we should have won that game comfortably against a side who will rarely get beaten here, to be fair, despite their struggles last year. I think that, you know, it's a difficult place to come. But yeah, we obviously look forward to the Altrincham game. We've got two home games now, and it's an opportunity to get off the mark. And yeah, if we get as many chances as we had today, then I'm sure we'll stick a few away, and you know, hopefully win the game.
Thanks, Mike.